那么在20世纪的中期，有一位美国社会学家发出一个警告。
During the middle part of the 20th century, a sociologist who made a warning.
他说，美国文化和文明正在面临即将崩溃的危险。
He says that the culture of American society is facing extinction.
那么他发出这个警告的根据是基于他对美国从1910年到1948年美国家庭离婚率剧增的研究。
The reason he made such a warning is because the statistics he has studied from 1901 to 1948, the rate of divorce in family.
那么根据他的研究，1910年是有10%的美国家庭因离婚而破裂。
According to his study, in 1910, 10% of the families ended up in divorce.
然而到1948年，美国的离婚率增加到了25%。
In 1948, the rate of divorce increased to 25%.
所以他断言了，如果一个社会超过1/4的家庭因离婚破裂，那么这个社会的文明就不可能长期的存在下去。
So he concluded that if a society has more than one fourth of it ended up broken in divorce, the society cannot continue.
因为社会是由家庭组成，那么一个社会中每个家庭的婚姻状况，那么是社会文明最明显的体现。
So because the society is made up of families, and the family's marital status determines how the society's welfare culture would be.
可见了婚姻不管是对家庭还是对社会都是极其重要的。
So whether it's for the family or for the society, marriage is very important.
但是对也就在每个社会成员都有责任来维护一个健康的婚姻。
All the members of society has an obligation to maintain the integrity of the marriage.
那么婚姻呢，本来是受人尊重的。
Marriage was originally respected by people.
男女之间的性关系只有在婚姻中才是圣洁的。
The sexual relationship between men and women.Can only be holy within those confines of marriage.
然而，我们可以观察我们周围，在当今的社会，婚姻被很多人看作是随意的自由组合。
So if you look around the society today, many of the people think that marriage is only controlled by their own free will.
婚姻之外的性关系不但被很多人接受，而且有的人还引以为豪。
So sexual relationship outside the marriage not only accepted by many people, some actually were feeling proud of it.
那么作为基督徒，我们应当如何来对待我们自己的婚姻观？
So as a Christian, how should we treat our marriages?
那么今天的信息会告诉我们，作为基督徒，我们应当坚持正确的婚姻观，来捍卫我们圣洁的婚姻。
So as a Christian today, through the message, we'll look at marriage with a correct perspective.
让我们从三个方面来思想这个主题。
So let us study this topic from three different perspectives.
那么第一就是罪人的婚姻观。
The first, the sinner's view of marriage.
第二就是神设立的圣洁婚姻。
The second is God institute the holy marriage.
最后我们讨论一下离婚总是罪的后果。
The third, divorce is always the result of sin.
让我们先来看第一点，罪人的婚姻观，这是在第一节到第四节。
So the first is from verse 1 through verse 4, the sinner's view of marriage.
让我们先看第一节，他这里说，耶稣从那里起身来到犹太的境界，并约旦河外。众人又聚集到他那里，他又照常教训他们。
Verse 1, and he left there and went to the region of Judea and beyond the Jordan, and the crowds gathered to him again. And again, he was with, as his custom, he taught them.
那么从马可福音第九章是三十三节到九章的最后，其实都是主耶稣坐在加百农的一个屋子里在教训他的门徒。
In chapter 9 of Mark, from verse 33 until the end, it says that Jesus was teaching people sitting in a home in Capernaum.
那么这里我们看到主耶稣从那里起身，他要从约旦河外要到犹太地区。
So here we can see the Lord started off from Capernaum and went to Judea outside Jordan.
因为他的目的地就是犹太的耶路撒冷。
So the destination is Jerusalem.
他要在那里完成父神的救赎计划，为信他的人死在十字架上，然后三日后要复活。
He is going to fulfill the plan of his father, the God.To die for all the people and redeem them on the cross.
那么在路途中呢，他又有很多人在聚集他周围，他又像往常一样在教训他们。
So on the way there, many people surrounded him, so he, as usual, started teaching them.
我们看第二节，他说有法利赛人来问他说，人休妻可以不可以？意思要试探他。
Verse 2, and the Pharisees came up.And in order to test him, asked, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?"
那么从前面几章的信息，我们知道一些法利赛人也经常聚集在主耶稣的周围。
From the previous chapters, we know that the Pharisees often surrounded around Jesus.
他们听耶稣基督的教训，他们有时候也会问耶稣一些问题。
They listen to his teaching, and sometimes they even ask some questions.
然而，根据圣经的记载，我们知道他们这样做并不是想要明白圣经，想要知道更多神的旨意、真理。
According to the Bible, we know that they do in such a way not because they are interested in learning from the Bible.
他们其实要试探主，想要从他的口中得到把柄。来陷害他，来致死他。
So they want to test the Lord and want to find excuses from his teaching to trap him.
那么现在呢，主耶稣又和跟随他的人呢，来到了约旦河外。
Now Jesus and the followers came out on the other side of Jordan.
那么我们知道，当初就是在约旦河外，那么施洗约翰呢，在传讲悔改的道，让人们悔改，来接受悔改的洗。
We know that it was this place beyond the Jordan that John the Baptist started proclaiming that the kingdom is near and you should repent.
而也是施洗约翰就是在这个地区，他因为责备希律王非法娶了他弟兄的妻子而被希律王杀害。
So it was the same place that John the Baptist warned King Herod.Unlawfully marry his wife, and he was martyred there.
那么这些法利赛人呢，现在又来到约旦河边这边，那么问耶稣基督关于婚姻问题，来试探耶稣。
So those Pharisees now came to the same place and asked Jesus about the divorce.
问他有关休妻的事情是不是符合律法
？They asked him, "Is lawful to divorce a wife?"
我们看主耶稣是怎么来回应他们的。第三到第四节。
Let's see how Jesus responded to verses 3 and 4.
耶稣回答说：“摩西吩咐你们的是什么？”他们说：“摩西许人写了休书，便可以休妻。
”Jesus answered them, "What did Moses command you?" They said, "Moses allowed a man to write a certificate of divorce to send her away."
这里我们看到主耶稣并没有直接回答这些法利赛人的问题，而是给反问了他们一句。
Here Jesus did not directly answer their question, but instead asked them a question.
那么他问说，他就说，摩西在律法中关于婚姻是怎么讲的？
Now, what did Moses say in his commandment about divorce?
那么这些法利赛人回答说，摩西告诉他们，只要丈夫写了休书，就可以离弃他们的妻子。
So the first said that Moses said, as long as we write a certificate of divorce, we can send her away.
那么这是法利赛人对摩西律法有关婚姻的理解。
This is the Pharisees' understanding about divorce according to Moses.
他们这样讲是基于他们对《申命记》二十四章的理解。
The service is also based on their understanding of Deuteronomy chapter 24.
那么在《申命记》二十四章第一到第二节是这样讲，他说：“人若娶妻以后，借他有什么不合理的事，不喜悦他，就可以写休书交在他手中，打发他离开家。妇人离开夫家以后，也可以去嫁别人。”
Deuteronomy 24 verse 1 and verse 2.When a man takes a wife and marries her, if then she finds no favor in his eyes because he has found some indecency in her, and he writes her a certificate of divorce and puts it in her hand and sends her out of his house, and she departs out of his house, and if she goes and becomes another man's wife,
其实呢，对离婚跟再婚的认识，很大程度上就反映了这个人对婚姻的认识。
So, how do we understand the marriage and the divorce and remarriage is reflect our attitude toward marriage?
那么在当时的犹太人中，对《申命记》我们刚才读的二十四章一到二节有两种认识。
In those days, the Jews have a two different understanding of Deuteronomy 24.Verse 1 and verse 2.
那么他们也是有两派人，一派叫，也就我们现在是保守派，一派叫自由派。
So they have two groups about marriage. One is the conservative, the other one is the liberal.
那么犹太人的保守派认为，不合理的事在这里指的婚外的淫乱。
So the conservative consider indecency.Is the immorality sexual relationship outside the marriage?
所以只有当妻子与别人发生淫乱，丈夫若怀恨，不再想和她同入，才可以写休书给她的妻，让她跟她的妻子离婚。
So only when the wife commits adultery and the husband is unhappy with it, then he can write a certificate of divorce.
而自由派认为，不管妻子做了什么让丈夫不愉快的事，丈夫都可以写休书，使和妻子离婚。
The liberals consider, no matter what the wife does, if the husband is not happy, they can write a certificate of divorce.
例如，他们这写到说，即使妻子是因为地饭给丈夫不小心撒到了身上，那么丈夫引起丈夫的不高兴，丈夫也可以写休书。来让妻子走。
So it's in that way. If the wife accidentally spilt some food on the husband, the husband's not happy, then he can write a certificate of divorce.
那么这种自由派对婚姻的认识，其实也是当今不信主的罪人对婚姻的普遍观点。
So the understanding of the liberals about marriage reflects those people's general attitude toward marriage.
那么现在很多的不信主的这些自由的人，他们认为呢，婚姻就是个人之间的随意组合。
So according to the unbelievers today, they think the marriage is according to their personal feelings.
那么双方不需要担当任何责任。
They don't have to be responsible in any way.
那么结婚后，任何一方觉得不愉快，都可以提出离婚。
After the marriage, any party is not happy, they can get a divorce.
那么这种离婚被称为叫无责任离婚，也叫 non-fault divorce.
So this is called the no-fault divorce.
那么其实这种婚姻观其实也是一种无责任的婚姻。
So this is the kind of marriage without responsibility.
那么什么是神起初造人时所立的设立的婚姻呢？
So what is the marriage, the purpose that God created at the beginning?
那么这就是我们下面第二点要讲的，神设立的圣洁的婚姻是第五节到第九节。
So this is the next point, in verses 5-9, God instituted holy marriage.
那我们看第五节先看，耶稣说，摩西因为你们的心硬，所以写这条例给你们。
Let's read verse 5 first. And Jesus said to them, Because of your hardness of heart, He wrote you this commandment.
那么这里主耶稣告诉法利赛人，即使摩西在律法书中允许人在某种特殊特定情况下离婚，这也是因为人心里刚硬的原因，并不是神所喜悦的。
So Jesus is telling them that even though you write a divorce of a certificate of a divorce, that's only because the hardness of your heart, and that does not please the God.
神的本意是要用此律法来限制离婚的问题。
God's purpose is to use the law to restrict divorce.
他并不是为离婚为让人离婚提供方便。
It's not to make it easier for people to get a divorce.
所以主耶稣在这里呢，也是把抽象的这个人的心理刚硬具体化在了个在法利赛人的身上。
So here that Jesus is showing that the abstract sense of hardness of heart and concretely shown on the Pharisees.
言下之意就是说，你们现在就是在用诡诈来试探我。就是因为罪使你的心里刚硬表现。
So here Jesus said, now you are trapping me with your craftiness. It shows because the hardness of your heart.
那么这里我们看到法利赛人是用人的理性和诡诈来推断律法。
So here we can see that the Pharisees twisted the law because of their deceitfulness.
他们关心的是怎样来断章取义，来利用律法来使他们的罪恶行为合理化。
So they try to rationalize their sin by taking things out of the context.
而主耶稣呢，是作为一个造物主来给他们解释他所制定的律法。
So Jesus, as the creator, as the Lord, he explained the marriage.
他强调的是设立有关婚姻的律法乃是为了遏制婚姻中的诡诈和保护婚姻的圣洁。
So he emphasizes that the marriage is to control the evilness of the people and sustaining the holiness of the marriage.
那么在马拉基书第二章十三节到十六节告诉我们。
In the book of Malachi, in chapter 2,Verse 13-16.
对，他说：“你们又行了一件这样的事，使前妻叹息哭泣的眼泪遮盖耶和华的坛，以致耶和华不再看顾那供物，而不乐意从你们手中收纳。你们还说这是为什么呢？因耶和华在你和你幼年所娶的妻中做见证，他虽是你的配偶，又是你盟约的妻，你却以诡诈待他。虽然神有。”灵的余力能造更多人，他不是单造一人吗？为何只造一人呢？乃是他愿人得近切的后裔，所以当谨守你们的心，谁也不可以诡诈待幼年所娶的妻。耶和华以色列的神所休息的事和以强暴待妻的，都是我所恨恶的，所以当谨守你们的心，不可行诡诈，这是万军之耶和华说的。
So in verse 13, and this is the second thing you do. You cover the Lord's altar with the tears, with the weeping and the groaning because he no longer regards the offering or accepts it with a favor from your hand. But you say, why does he not? Because the Lord was witness between you and the wife of your youth, to whom you have been faithless.Though she is your companion and your wife by covenant, did he not make them one with a portion of the Spirit in their union? And what was the one God seeking? Godly offspring. So guard yourselves in your spirit, and let none of you be faithless to the wife of your youth. For the man who does not love his wife, but divorces her,says the Lord, the God of Israel, covers his garment with violence, says the Lord of hosts. So guard yourselves in your spirit and do not be faithless.
我们下面看第六节到第八节。
Now we shall read verses 6 and 8.
他说：“但从起初创造的时候，神造人是造男造女，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体的了。”
But from the beginning of creation, God made them male and female. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother.And hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh, so they are no longer two, but one flesh.
那么主耶稣这里是在解释神起初造人时设立婚姻的意义。
Here, Jesus is explaining the meaning when God created marriage, when he created the humans.
那我们知道在创世纪第一章27节告诉我们他说神就照着自己的形象造人乃是照着他的形象造男造女
So in Genesis 1:27 So God created man in his own image In the image of God he created him male and female
这里主耶稣告诉我们神在设立婚姻前只造了两种人男人和女人
So here it tells us God only created two kinds of men, man and woman.
也就是说婚姻只存在于男人和女人之间。
In other words, marriage only exists between man and woman.
这是神设立的特殊的圣洁的关系。
This is the holy relationship that God instituted.
那么这里第七节它其实是引用的创世纪22章到24节。
So verse 7 in Mark is a quote from Genesis 2:22-24.
那么这里告诉我们说耶和华神就用那人身上索取的肋骨造成一个女人领她到那人跟前那人说这是我骨中的骨肉中的肉可以称她为女人因为她是从男人身上取出来的因此人要离开父母与妻子联合二人成为一体
Verse 22, and the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman, and brought her to the man. And then the man said, This at last is bone of my bones, and the flesh of my flesh. She shall be called a woman, because she was taken out of a man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother, and hold fast to his wife,And they shall become one flesh.
那么这里我们看到了神造男造女的目的就是为了婚姻做准备。
So we can see that the purpose that God created man and woman is for the purpose of marriage.
那么要让这个外表上的两个个体，那么在内在上要成为一个有机的整体。
So according to the outside appearance, there are two bodies.But the inside should be one flesh.
那么所以离婚就是人为的来破坏了这个整体。
So if we divorce, that would be man's way to destroy the body.
那么第九节说，所以神配合的人不可分开。
So verse 9, what therefore God has joined together, let no man separate.
所以这是主耶稣直接的警告法利赛人婚姻是一个内在的有机的整体是神起初造人的神圣的目的
So this is the way that Jesus warned the Pharisees that marriage is what God created as one flesh and which should be holy
所以你们不可以按照你们自己的诡诈的心理来破坏这个律法
You cannot destroy the law according to your own deceitfulness.
不可以将这个有机的体来破坏。
You could not create this organic body.
这是对神创造的藐视。
That would mean you despise the creation of God.
那么改变这种状态会带来极大的身心的痛苦。
So if you change the situation, it will bring you great suffering.
因为这是在与神对立。
Because then you will be opposing God.
那么这样做就像是把一条肋骨从人的身上强制的取下来。
It's just like you're taking forcefully a piece of rib from the body.
那么既然离婚如此的痛苦，又被神如此的厌恶，那么我们作为基督徒应该怎么样来看待离婚这个问题呢？
So now we know that divorce is painful and is also hated by God. As Christian, how should we treat this?
我们看一下离婚的最后一点，就是离婚它总是罪的后果。
Now we see the last point.Divorce is always the result of sin.
那么在最后三节，十节到十二节，我们先看这三节。那么到了屋里，门徒就问他这事。耶稣对他们说：“凡休妻另娶的，就是犯奸淫，辜负他的妻子；妻子若离弃丈夫另嫁，也是犯奸淫了。”
So verse 10 to 12, and in the house, the disciples ask him again about this matter.And he said to them, Whoever divorces his wife and marries another commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another, she commits adultery.
那么奸淫呢，在十诫中是明确禁止的。
So adultery is clearly prohibited in the Ten Commandments.
而且在圣经中我们也会发现好多次提到奸淫乃是神看为的大罪。
So we can see through the Bible that God considers adultery as a great sin.
那么如果单从刚才我们读的这两节经文来看，似乎离婚和再婚都是犯罪行为。
From what we just read, it seems that marriage and remarriage, divorce and remarriage are sinful.
然而我们从别的这些圣经的经文中我们会发现离婚并不是都是犯罪。
But from other passages, we know that not all divorces are sinful.
然而离婚却总是犯罪的后果。
But we know that divorce is always the result of sin.
那么这也就提醒我们，要想明白一个真理，我们需要从整本的圣经来看。不可以断章取义。
So it teaches us to understand a truth. We have to study the entire Bible. We cannot just study parts of it.
那么在马太福音十九章九节，主耶稣告诉我们。
In Matthew chapter 19:9,
他说：“我告诉你们，凡休妻另娶的，若不是为淫乱的缘故，就是犯奸淫了。”有人娶那被休的妇人，也是犯奸淫了。
And I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery.
那么这里主耶稣给了一个允许离婚的条件。
Here Jesus permit divorce for one condition.
就是夫妻双方如果都是基督徒信徒，那么任何一方若犯了奸淫，被伤害的一方都可以提出符合圣经的离婚。
If both parties are Christians, any party that commits adultery, they have a ground for divorce.
那么这是神准许的，不算为罪。
So this is permitted by God, therefore it's not considered sin.
但很明显，这是罪的后果。
But clearly, this is a result of sin.
那么在哥林多前书七章十三节到十五节，使徒保罗这样讲。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 13 to 15, Apostle Paul says this.
他说妻子有不幸的丈夫，丈夫也情愿和他同住，他就不要离弃丈夫，因为不幸的丈夫就因着妻子成了圣洁。并且不幸的妻子就因着丈夫成了圣洁，然而你们的儿女就不洁净，不然你们的儿女就不洁净。但如今他们是圣洁的了。倘若那不幸的人要离去，就由他离去吧。无论是弟兄是姐妹，遇到这样的事都不必拘束。神召我们，原是要我们和睦。
If any woman has a husband who is an unbeliever.And he consents to live with her, she should not divorce him. For the unbelieving husband is made holy because of his wife, and the unbelieving wife is made holy because of her husband. Otherwise, your children would be unclean. But as it is, they are holy.
那我们从这段圣经我们知道第二种准许离婚不算为罪的原则。
Here we have the second principle that does not consider divorce is a sin.
就是夫妻中若有一方是基督徒，而另一方非基督徒执意要离开，对基督徒来说，这样的婚姻，这样的离婚也不算为罪。
So in a marriage, if one party is a Christian, the other one is a non-believer, and the non-believer desires to leave, and divorce can happen without being considered unlawful.
然而这也是罪最终的后果。
This is also the consequence of sin.
然而只要不信的一方愿意和信的一方同住，那么信的一方不可以因为另一方的不信而提出离婚。
So if an unbeliever willing to live with the believer, and the believer cannot separate from the unbeliever.
那么在今天的信息中，我们通过主耶稣对婚姻、离婚以及再婚的教导。
So through today's message, we studied the teachings of Jesus about marriage, separate divorce, and remarriage.
我们看到婚姻起初是神为他所造的男人和女人设立的。
We know that marriage was established at the beginning for the man and woman that God created.
也就是只有在男女之间的婚姻才是圣洁的、美好的。
So only the marriage between man and woman is holy and perfect.
离婚和再婚是因为人的堕落、犯罪导致的后果。
So divorce and remarriage are results of sin.
不信的罪人轻视婚姻的圣洁宝贵。
So the sinful man does not understand how treasurable a marriage is.
所以他们把离婚和再婚当作普通的事，随己意的喜好来对待。
So they treated the marriage and the remarriage divorce according to their own will, free will.
当然了，婚姻和婚姻中的出现的问题是一个非常大的主题。
Of course, the difficulties in the marriage is a big topic.
那么婚姻，那么圣经中还有很多的地方有这样的教，有这方面的教导。
There are many teachings in the Bible regarding this.
我们不可能在短时间内把这个涵盖各个方面。
We cannot cover all of this in a short time.
所以我们今天讲的只是一些基本的原则。
So what we talk about today is the basic principles.
我们从今天的信息中，我们也可以学到以下几方面的应用。
So from today's message, we can learn the following applications.
既然婚姻对一个家庭如此的重要，那么首先对那些还没有结婚的，那么正在寻求结婚的这些弟兄姐妹们，那么来说，如果你想要进入婚姻，一定要找主内的弟兄姐妹成为你的伴侣。
So since marriage is so precious,So that for those who are believers who are not married and who are seeking marriage, that you should be looking for the brothers and sisters who are in Christ to marry.
那么因为这是圣经的教导。
Because this is what the Bible teaches.
那么哥林多后书第六章十四节告诉我们，你们和不信的越不相配，不要同父一轭。义和不义有什么相交呢？光明和黑暗有什么相通呢？
2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14 Do not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawfulness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness?
所以呢，信的人和不信的人，本质上他就不同的人生观，不同的世界观，生活在一起，不可能有和睦的美好的婚姻。
So for believers and non-believers, they have different views of life, different view of the world. So they live together cannot be in harmony.
那么第二点我们要学习到就是我们要竭力的来维护婚姻的完整和健康。
So the second that we need to learn is we have to do everything we can to maintain the integrity and the health of marriage.
那么离婚呢，不但伤害自己，更伤害下一代。
Not only divorce will hurt us, it will also hurt our offspring.
那么下面是一个小孩子写的一首诗，可以完全可以反映出他心里面的这个对这个他离婚后的这个他的 他父母亲离婚后的这样的一个心理的一个这个挣扎和还痛苦。
So this is a poem written by children after the separation divorce of their parents.
那么这本来是英文的，我把它翻译成汉语，培林弟兄一会儿给大家读英文的。他的
It was written in English, but传道will translate into Chinese.
那么他的中文，他是这样一首，他的题目叫《怪物》。
The name is Monster.
他这首是这样写的，他说：“怪物在这里，怪物在那里，这个怪物简直无所不在。他在我的牛奶里，他在我的茶水里，他从来。”为我着想过吗？哎，妈妈在这里，爸爸在那里，可我却不能无所不在呀。我好累呀，能说什么呢？这个怪物叫离婚。
The monster's here, the monster's there. The monster is just everywhere. In my milk.In my tea. Doesn't everybody think of me? Mom's here, Dad's there, and I'm just not anywhere. How can I say this without my force? The monster is called divorce.
那么婚姻呢，是神所设立的，那么是圣洁的、宝贵的、有生命力的。
So marriage is instituted by God, is holy, is true.It's treasurable and it's perfect.
那么夫妻双方呢，都有责任和义务来维护。
Both husband and wife have the obligation to sustain the marriage.
那么圣经呢，是把夫妻之间的关系类比为基督与教会的关系。
So we know that Christ has considered the relationship between believers and Christ is like church.And Christ.
那么教导我们说，丈夫你要像基督爱教会一样，愿意舍己来爱我们的妻子。
Teach us that husbands should be like the church and like Christ, who loves the church and give himself for the church.
而妻子呢，要像教会顺服基督一样来顺服他们的丈夫。
Wife should like the church, who is submissive to Christ and submit themselves.
我们都是罪人，我们都会软弱。
We were all sinners, and we are all weak.
我们都会遇到试探或遇到诱惑。
We shall all encounter temptations and tribulations.
然而，我们一定要知道，我们的生命是神给的，我们的依靠、我们的盼望都在神的那里。
We should know our life came from God, and we should depend.And God, we should also hope in God.
知道婚姻乃是他赐给我们一起维护的产业。
So we know that marriage is given by God as inheritance for us.
就求神呢赐给我们力量还智慧，来好好的维护它，来爱惜它。
So may God give us the wisdom and the strength to sustain the marriage and to love it.
那我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们实在是感谢你，透过你的话语常常来教导我们。
Heavenly Father, we thank you. You often teach us through your words.
因为我们是何等的缺乏，我们何等的有限，何等的无知。
We are so ignorant, we're so limited, and we're so wanting.
主，就求主你怜悯我们每一个你的儿女，主让我们真的常常与你亲近，能够赐给我们。生命中所需要的一切智慧和力量。
May you have mercy on us so that we all know how to be near you, be drawn near to you, so we may know your truth and your wisdom.
让我们能常常依靠你来尽切度日，做你美好的见证。
So we may live our life and depending on you and make a big good testimony for you.
感谢主，我们在这儿祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We thank you, Lord. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.